You might remember last year we spoke about an initiative called Men's Table. It aims to encourage men to gather together over a meal and to share the highs and lows of their lives, creating healthy communities where members support one another's mental, emotional, and social well-being. Well, there's now men's tables in Dubbo, Orange, Bathurst, and Mudgee. And there's now an opportunity for men in Cowra, Canoundra, and Parkes to join the men's table movement. Anthony Garnham helps facilitate the tables. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, I mentioned that there's already quite a few tables that have been formed in the Western region. Were you surprised by how popular they've proven to be?
Yes, it's actually a shock for us because it started in inner Sydney centre, and we were very surprised when we went to regional areas because we thought people will know each other. They might be reticent to come forward. And also, you know, it might be fair to say the stoic man's alive and well, and that strong, independent man who has to be to survive the tougher conditions, you know, they're also maybe a bit less likely to come forward and share. So now we've got over 40% of our tables in regional and rural areas. We're really surprised and pleased.
I mean, it can be really hard to make friends as an adult. It can be difficult for men in particular sometimes to be open with their feelings. So what is it, Anthony, about the men's table concept that you think is proving to be so successful?
I think it's the ease of entry. So we're really just inviting guys to come along and give it a go. And what will happen is that you'll sit around a table, one man speak at a time, just quietly, not like in the front bar of a pub, and it relaxes guys. And once they see others having a bit of a go at sharing what's going on, often it can inspire them to give it a go. If they don't want to, there's no pressure. They can just take their time. They might take 1, 2, 3, 6 months before they wanted to share anything, and that's fine. So I think it's that setting up that relaxed atmosphere, and everything is slowed down a bit from your sort of banter, bar-type talk. Yeah, that's sort of not what these chats are like.
I mean, you obviously attend these events. How have you experienced them as someone opening up to blokes around a table?
Yeah, well, maybe similar as well. When I started, I joined the organisation before I'd been to a men's table, and I was asking, well, so what happens? What happens? And they wouldn't say anything. They were very keen for me just to experience it. And it was a bit of a mystery to me, same as it is for men, because it's different to joining a bowls club or a golf club where you know what you're going to get. And I was really pleasantly surprised at what actually happened when I went to the table. And I found that because these are guys that are actually not my mates, they're just people who I've met through the men's table. It's become something where you sort of build this bond that as you do share more stuff with them, they know more about you. And it's sort of like a circle that keeps building and building and building over time. Yeah, it's been really good.
I mean, it's such a great concept. And I know that for a lot of guys, you know, bonding comes in the form of, you know, joining a sporting team. But sometimes I think maybe those membership fees and stuff like that, or even the time to do it, it can make that a little bit out of reach for them. So as far as money's concerned, to be part of men's table, it's just the cost of the meal each time. Is that right?
That's right. Just simply the cost of a meal and a drink or two if you wish. So there's no fees. There's also nothing you've got to sign, you know, just, hey, I'm committing for 6 months or a year or anything like that. We're just encouraging guys to give it a go, and I think that's been one of the success stories too. So the idea sort of stands on itself because guys come and give it a go, and if they like it, they keep going. Being cost effective, yeah, I think you're right on it, in the current climate is really, really important, and I think that's helped us to continue to grow through these tougher times economically. Mm-hmm.
So you've got two events, well, you call them entrees, but you've got two entrees happening this week, tonight in Parkes and tomorrow in Canoundra. I'm imagining it's going to be a bit of a taster to what the whole men's table experience is about.
Yes. We start all our men off with we call it an entree. There's a lot of dad jokes, so it's all around men's table, menu, that type of stuff. And so we just want guys to come along, and you've got to register first, so you can go to our website. No doubt you've got the details there, Jess, but it's www.themenstable.org, and there's a Get Involved tab, and then it feeds you through to these entrees. And you can come along, and we'll just give you a little taste of what it's like. The whole objective is to give you that taste so then you can decide, like an entree, if you want to go forward with the main course.
Look, it's happening tonight in Parkes at the Railway Hotel. It's going to be tomorrow night in Canoundra at the Old Vic Inn. And look, you started a table in Cowra last month too. And are they still accepting members?
Yes, they are. So Often we start in regional areas with a smaller number, and then it just builds over time, and there's no rush with any of this. You know, it's a journey, and we're quite happy to start with a smaller group and then just build just gently over time. So Cowra as well, yeah, it's awesome how it's really expanding into Western New South Wales. And one other thing, Jess, just for some of your audience out there might be female and thinking, what's this got to do with me? Well, nearly half the men who come forward actually say maybe they need a little bit of encouragement from one of the other men first. Oh, yeah, it was actually my partner or my daughter or another woman in my life who heard this and thought, you know what, I know someone who could be good who might enjoy this or might benefit from it. So that's really super important too.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we've been talking about loneliness in the last week. You know, we know that people in regional areas can experience loneliness even more than people in the Big Smoke. We know that men's mental health can take a real battering in the region. So something like this seems like a really, really great opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. Anthony, for anyone that's listening that's hearing this and thinking, oh, I'm sort of tempted, but I'm a bit nervous, what would you say to them right now?
Yeah, I'd say take a deep breath and go for it. Give it a go. That's my best tip. Nothing bad can happen and only good can come out of it. And there'll be other people who are feeling exactly like you're feeling now. And just to be able to say, oh, look, I was a bit nervous. I didn't know what to expect. You hear the next guy say that, you think, ah, exactly, that's how I feel. And that sort of ethic can come out. And you know what? Out of the 10 guys or 12 guys, however many get along, there's always a chance you might meet one who you really connect with, who you can connect with outside of the monthly catch-ups as well. There's no pressure to do that, but, you know, that happens.
Good chance to make a mate. Hey, Anthony Garnham is the Men's Table regional host. Thank you so much for talking to us today. And if people want to find out more, they can go to themenstable.org.
That's it. Thank you very much, Jess.